You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Mini Medium with Stephanie Cowan.
Stephanie Cowan.
Live from tarotwithsteph.net.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Mini Medium
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
All right. Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. This is your Mini Medium on the A1R Psychic Radio and the beautiful Moonstruck TV. I'm so happy to be here as usual. Just enjoying the warm weather here in Utah. We've had some kind of very, as we call it here, bipolar weather. So it's been nice to be outside in some like 65, 70 degrees. So hopefully wherever you all are at, it's decent weather and things are going good in your life. I swear things are kind of all a little bit wonky right now in my life. So trying to navigate everything, but it's all good. It's all good. It's the journey of life, right? It's the journey of life. did you guys all make it through that crazy, the full moon we just had, that beautiful flower moon? Did you know it's called the mini moon? And it was funny. My husband's like, oh, look, they named a moon after you because of mini medium. I said, well, no, I'm not to that status yet. So, but it was nice to get through all of that crazy Aries energy, which I love Aries. My hubby's an Aries, but I'm excited to get into this Gemini. We're in this Taurus energy, which is always nice, grounded, getting us ready for what's to come. And I am a Gemini, so I'm excited to see what the Gemini season brings. It's always fun. Geminis are always fun. We're partiers. We like to have a good time, you know, fly by the seat of your pants kind of people. So anyhow, all right. Well, I am excited to see what comes through. And today, I'm going to pull one of these. We're going to read an affirmation from the silly, I can't remember what it's called, like smart ass affirmations or something like that. So they're hilarious. So we're going to read from that one. Then of course we'll take a caller. But so the affirmation for everybody today, and I loved this one. So the number 27 kept coming up. So if you know, again, numbers come up all day for me, 27 has been coming up. So this will be a connection with the 27th of a month as a birth date, death date, February 7th as a significant date. Age of 27. So you kind of get the idea. So I pulled the 27th affirmation card and it says, I overcome all conflicts that try to poison my moments. And boy, this one for me personally, my friends, was so perfect. I have had to deal with and navigate through and kind of understand some of the energy that's been out there with some people just being so mean, just people, you know, they say hurt people hurt people. So I've just kind of had to overcome it and try, like it says, I overcome all conflicts that try is the big word, to poison my moments. So I'll read the back here. It says, it's the affirmation, should you turn the alarm clock off and sleep instead of getting up early and working out? Boy, I don't know about how many times I've done that, you know, hit the snooze. Should you give the checkout clerk a wedgie for putting cream in your coffee when you ask for black? Paralyze you so you never create again? Hell nah. You are a conflict assassin and you have the power to take it on the chest. Deal with it like a boss. And accelerate your sweet ass life. You are in charge of all outcomes. Choose wisely, my friends. Isn't that great? I love it. I'll show you kind of the front of the card here with the cute little apple. So you know, I guess moral of the story is don't allow people and their energy to poison, you know, your day and your mood and your energy. Just, you know, shrug it off as best as you can. Easier said than done. Easier said than done. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to take our first caller. And I missed the name. I apologize, but I did see from Canada. Oh, Corinne. Thank you, Dave. Hi, Corinne. This is Mini Medium. How are you?
Hi. Not bad. What Good. I'd like to know, is Good. There anything like a win or something that will change my luck? How's that?
Oh, I love it. I love it. We need a little bit of a shift in your path, and we're going to manifest some abundance of wealth. Is that kind of what we're thinking or hoping?
That's what we're trying, yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, I have to say, it's so funny that you brought this up. I just went and got my nails done, and I chose the color green with gold flakes in it for this exact same reason, Corinne. I'll have to show them on the camera. People can see. They're so pretty. My nail guy's amazing, but I wanted to like put that out there for myself. So we're on the same page. This is so good. I love it. All right. I'm going to pull a couple cards for you and see what maybe guidance we can get. And then while I'm doing that, as I was mentioning earlier, I will get numbers throughout the day that will validate dates and ages and whatnot. The number 27 was coming up today. Does the 27th of a month resonate, or the age of 27, or February 7th?
No, not. No, my birthday is the 29th, so you're very close.
Oh. Dang it. So close. So close. Okay. Well, this might even be connected to my next caller, but just kind of keep that number in mind. This can even be a date of what's to come. You know, it'll be like, you know, May 27th, you know, you win the lottery, you know, something like
Gosh,
that.
I hope you're right.
Me too. I just want like a dollar. That's all I want when you win. Just a little recognition.
You'll have more than a dollar. Believe me.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love it. Well, let me tell you, I'm looking at your cards that you pulled, and both cards came out of the deck upside down. So in tarot, what this means is it's going to connect with or validate what we call your shadow work, or it's kind of like what is blocking you from getting what you want in life. And the two cards that came up, you've got this Queen of Cups that is reversed. I'll show it on the camera so people can see. And then this Knight of Swords that came out reversed as well. So what this really means, in my intuitive connection, when the cup is upside down, what that means for you, Corinne, is that something was inside the cup one time. And either you dumped it out, or the universe did, God did, whoever you believe your higher power. Now, with that, you have the reversed sword, and the sword is about using that sword in a sense, an energetic sense, to fight and to defend and to protect. So let me ask you, within the last, gosh, I would even say, and I'm pushing it out 5 years, did you have a pretty significant loss in your life really connected to a male, whether it was a relationship or a death?
Yes, it was. It was a death, and it was actually 13 years ago, and that was my husband.
Your husband. Okay, hon. Okay.
Yep.
So I just have a feeling your hubby is here. And I know sometimes this sounds weird because we're wanting to talk about, you know, the future and money and fortune and abundance. And I know without a doubt, my friend, that that cup that was emptied was pretty significant for you. I can feel that, you know, with your hubby's loss. The one thing that I feel coming, and he's actually kind of helping guide me here. Let me ask you. boy, I was not expecting this. Do you connect with a G name? G like George or Greg, or does that, do you understand or connect with anyone with that name?
I had a brother named G, George.
George, okay.
Nobody else.
Nope, that's it, my friend. I think George is coming in with your husband. This is so beautiful. I wasn't expecting this. I thought we're going to talk about your abundance of money. This is beautiful. You have two very strong men coming through. And a matter of fact, I wrote the name George down on my paper. That was the first name I heard. So, and here's why I feel like they're here. There is a sense of right around, well, you got this coming soon. I'm kind of tapping into clairvoyancy. So right about September time, you've got some kind of significant shift coming about then. So I want you to watch for that. Do you play the lottery or any of those kind of, or do you gamble?
I do. And that's probably what my husband's probably on the other side saying, oh, they are with you.
He sure is. This is so funny. He's like, oh, Corinne, come on. Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. What a sweet man. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you, I want you to watch for that September time, because I really feel he's showing me that, you know, and obviously I can't really, I can't predict, you know, someone winning the lottery, but I do feel like there's some money coming in right about the September time. And it's so beautiful. It's gifted from your husband and a little bit from brother. So watch for that. Do you connect with September as a significant month?
Yes. That was our, one was my anniversary, and the second one was my son's birth.
There you go. There you go. No wonder why your husband's like September. So what a beautiful anniversary present. I love this for you. My gosh. Well, will you please keep in touch and let me know and reach out and just let me know, you know, what comes in or what this may be. I mean, I can't predict, you know, millions, but I just feel like it's something that hubby brings in during your anniversary, you know, to help you. He's always been there, and now he's wanting to help in this way. And I love that he's channeling and with your brother, George. How beautiful is that?
Yeah. That is.
I love it. I love it.
They like each other. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're coming in strong together, which is good. So
good.
You got a lot of power on the other side trying to help you, my friend. So just get it out in the universe, manifest it, and you'll see the abundance come in.
Well, I thank you so very much. You gave me hope.
Good. Oh, I'm so glad. And sometimes that's all we have to hold on to, and it's very powerful. So I wish you all the luck.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I wish you a wonderful evening.
Oh,
take care.
Thank you, my friend. You too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, my friends. We got time for another caller. And this is in my hometown. So it's Delia in Salt Lake. Hi, Delia. This is the Mini Medium. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. How can I help you tonight?
I just got a text earlier saying if I wanted a reading to text them back. So whatever you see.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. And so just kind of general, just whatever comes through.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Okay. And I was just talking to the last caller about this number 27 I keep getting. Do you connect with that number in any way?
27, not that I can think of.
Okay, that's okay. No worries. Okay. Let's just kind of, I'm going to pull a few cards. Yeah, so even in numerology, this could, well, my last caller, actually, now I think about it, she connected with September, which in numerology, 2 and 7 is 9. That could be what she was, or what that was about, but that number has been coming up pretty strong today, so I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a death date or a birth date or even February 7th as a significant date. So, but just keep it in mind. Okay, all right, my friends. So I just pulled up 2 cards. Now I'm really being drawn towards, well, you've got this 7 of Cups that's right side up and this 3 of Wands that is right side up. And really this 7 of Cups is all about needing to make some big decisions, maybe a bit indecisive. And I really feel it has to do even with some pretty big changes coming within your, your whole life as a whole, collectively, with your health, your home, your family. And here in the next 3 months, I do want you to be mindful of that shift coming. So I guess that would be about August time. Do you have any significant birth date or death date in August?
My birthday's in August.
Oh, your birthday's in. Oh, beautiful. Well, we're just connecting so good. That's a great sign. Good validation. So right about your birthday, you've got this 3 of Wands, which is really about it. It's fire, it's igniting, it's getting things going. And it's about kind of using your fairy godmother wand and you're waving that wand to get what you want, when you want, and how you want it. The only thing is that same time, there's going to be a bit of some indecisiveness, just not sure which way to go. And I'll tell you, God gave us women the mother's intuition for a reason. So just trust that intuition when these changes come, okay?
Okay.
And even some things with your health, be very mindful. I don't know what this is, but I keep getting something weird with your feet. I know that's so bizarre and so random. So just kind of be mindful of, you know, any pain or discomfort or things that you're having with even the knees down to the feet. So just watch for that, my friend. Okay. Let's see here. And also, okay. There's even a sense of boxes all around you. That's always my sign of moving or remodeling. Are you doing any of that or planning on doing any of that in the future here soon?
Not real soon.
Okay. Okay.
Nothing came up anyway.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. I just, even if it's a sense of needing to remodel, needing to, renovate. Actually, it is renovating. This has to do with renovating the home, bedroom, basement. So, and I feel like this might be something that, not necessarily forced, but you may have to do that to avoid any other future damage. I know that sounds so weird, but yeah. It's like preventing from something coming. Okay?
Right.
And let's see here. Now, are you married?
Yes.
Okay. Just be, I would say even some things going on with hubby, with his health. There's a sense of even some changes coming for him. This year is the year of new beginnings and fresh starts. And I just feel for both of you, this is a year of kind of getting your health back, going and getting, blood work done so you can get a good baseline, of numbers of where you're at so you can start getting better. And I feel that for both of you. It's kind of addressing some health things that your husband has had that maybe we've just kind of put to the side. So I want you both to think about working on that this year as you go through, you know, rebuilding and doing these new beginnings. Okay.
Okay.
But you know what? I think that the biggest thing too that I see, I guess collectively for you, your husband, you know, children, if you have them, it really is about this year of all these new beginnings. And sometimes that can feel very overwhelming. Sometimes that can feel like, you know, anxiety stricken, you know. So it's, you've got just all of this stuff coming this year that I feel may, you know, cause anxiety to go over the top. But I just want you to know it's all about the fact that you're trying to start this new, fresh start. It's like rebuilding a new foundation and making that foundation so strong, so secure, so that the next 8 more years you can build on top of that and feel safe. And a lot of that has to do with taking care of you first and foremost. So think about doing that. And then, of course, you know, the stuff with the home, your health. So just watch for that for sure.
There's a lot of anxiety. I have an 18-year-old getting ready to graduate. So.
Oh, well, there you go. For sure. Yeah, there's another new beginning, huh? It's the ending to the beginning. So yeah, you've definitely got a lot coming. And is now, is that a daughter that you have living that's 18?
Son.
It's your son, a son. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is he in a relationship with anybody right now?
Yes.
Okay. Boy, you might want to watch Mama. They might be moving in together if they haven't already, and maybe in
they,
closer to you.
They have already.
Oh, crud.
They already have.
Well, that's what I just saw. Okay. Well, you know, I know it's so hard right now for kids to even try to manage to live on their own out there. So, but, you know, this is part of where I feel like even for you, it's about... you know, kind of letting go of the past stuff that has just not been serving you so you can move forward with the new. And, you know, with your son and his girlfriend living there, it's going to be a big choice of which direction. And, you know, now that I think about it, that timing I picked up in August, that would be just shortly after graduation. So maybe he's going to pick up and move, Mama. Maybe you'll just be an empty nester.
Yeah.
But if anything, I would say really, I mean, you've got a lot going on this year, and I know the anxiety is there. I can feel it. But just trust in the process, my friend. Just know that, you know, things are going to work out as they need to. And, you know, I mean, I have a 14-year-old at home, and my other two are moved out. So I keep anticipating when she's going to want to move out, you know, hopefully not too soon after 18, but,
right.
But So, but take care of you first and foremost. Okay. Go get your health check, I don't know why the knees and the feet. Do you have knees? Do you have problems with your knees and your feet?
I don't, but I do have some health stuff I'm going through right now though.
Okay. Okay.
So, big decisions with it and stuff. So
yeah. Yep. Exactly. I wonder if I'm picking up on your hubby's knees and feet. Does he have knee problems?
His feet. Yes, definitely. And he's had knee replacements, but his feet have been a problem for a few years.
Okay. So it must be him. Okay. Well, you both got some big decisions this year, but I'm really not worried, to be honest. I'm not seeing any of the, I always see these kind of dark, blockages, I guess, if you will, when I'm worried about, you know, the future stuff when it comes to certain things. You know, of course, it's going to be, you know, a challenge, but it's one I feel you guys will be just fine. So just, you know, get through it and just know this year is just really about reset. You know, I think that's the best word. It's a whole reset.
Right. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, I hope that helped you. And thank you so much for calling in and chatting. So you have a beautiful night and do you take care?
Thank you, and you too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, you guys. I know we've got like 3 minutes. This is so good. I love it. Well, then I'm going to kind of do a little bit of some promotion of things I have coming. So if you're here in Utah, coming up next month, June 13th, we're going to be doing a gallery reading event in St. George, Utah, where all the red rock is. It's so beautiful. And we're going to be celebrating my 51st birthday. My birthday's the 15th. How weird is that in numerology? So 15 backwards is 51 is 51. I know I'm weird with numbers. But that event is going to be in St. George. Those tickets are $50. It's a beautiful event, gorgeous area in St. George. Tickets are on sale on my website at mini-medium.com. So it's mini, the little dash, you know, or hyphen or whatever, mini-medium.com. You can purchase tickets on there. And then also on the website, all of my events are listed on there. If you would like to book a reading, I would highly suggest that you do that as soon as possible. I recently filmed an episode with a reality show. It was so fun. I couldn't believe it. I got the phone call when I was in Las Vegas with my husband and went and did a filming. And this episode ends up coming out when the next season does, which is around, I think, September. So I'm anticipating it'll get busier after that. So definitely get on my website. You can book, a Zoom reading, which are always as good. Virtual is good. You just don't get the feeling that, you know, you get the energy in the studio. In person, obviously here in Utah, I'd love to see you in person. And then there's more events coming up as well. Those are all posted on the website at mini-medium.com, and I'll have more to come. I will be also in New Orleans in the end of July into August, and November, I'll be in New Jersey. So watch for all that. Lots of things to come. So much fun, so many beautiful opportunities, and I could not do this without you. So thank you, thank you. And I hope to see you guys next week. Have a great night. Bye, guys.